Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our Wednesday night Bible study that we welcome you to on tonight. Praise God. We know that it is the holiday weekend. We're going to try not to keep you long. Amen. But there is a word from the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And we truly believe God, hallelujah, to touch us, amen, to refresh us, amen. We want to eat this word and live, praise God, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer.
Amen, amen.
Father God, on today, oh God, oh Father God, we come before you on today, oh God. Oh, Father God, we come to you, oh God, with a surrendered heart, oh God. Oh, Father God, grace us on today, oh God, to do your will. Father God, we come to you with an open heart, oh God, to be submissive, oh God, to be obedient unto you, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you that you kept us and you watched over us, oh God, on today, oh God. We thank you for another day, another week, oh God, to be in your presence, oh God. Oh, Father God, touch the apostle and her family and everyone that's going to call in on today and even those who couldn't make it on today, oh God. But, Father God, we acknowledge you in all our ways and everything that we do, oh God. And I lift you up on today, and we thank you, Father. We thank you, and we bless your holy name. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to your name,
amen.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. Amen, beloved. Amen, beloved. Today we're in a discipleship course. Amen. I believe that the lesson is faith and repentance, and we're on part three of faith and repentance. Amen. And we're going to start with the signs of true repentance, the signs of true repentance. But before we get into that, Romans chapter 6 was an assignment to read, that in Acts 10. Do anyone have anything to share concerning the revelation that God brought forth through Romans 6? Did anybody read it?
I basically, I'm reading it now, so I was trying to read it, but I didn't get a chance to.
Okay, so let's just read it quickly together. Let us go to Romans 6. I know that it was an assignment, but, you know, this is Bible study. And so I believe that it's important for our faith and repentance lesson here. Amen?
Amen.
So that's why we gave it. And so we'll read it now. We'll start off with Romans 6, and then we will go into the lesson.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Minister Harris, how are you?
I'm blessed, dear. It is well. It is well.
Praise God. Do you have, we're going to Romans 6 and we're going to read it, and then we're going to ask you all to respond to what did y'all get from it, because it was in a homework assignment. First, I really just wanted y'all to respond, but we're going to read it, that it'll be fresh. And then, you know, I want to hear from you all, because this is Bible study and that was a homework assignment, concerning what it is that God has, you know, revealed to you through that text. Amen? And
Amen.
Prayerfully, your share will bless one another. Amen? So let us go to Romans chapter 6, and we're going to start at verse 1. And this goes all the way to 23. We're going to start at verse 1.
Romans chapter 6.
When you get it, say amen.
Amen.
Beloved, we're going to Romans 6, verse 1. Romans 6, chapter 1. Excuse me, Romans chapter 6, verse 1.
Let amen. Me see
that. Oh, okay. And it may be a little dark over here, too. Amen. You need more light. Everybody got it?
Amen.
Pastor, I'm going to ask that you begin to read.
Dead to sin, but alive because of Christ. Romans 6, verse 1. What should we say? Should we keep on sinning so that God's wonderful kindness will show up even better? No, we should not. Mm-hmm. If we are dead to sin, how can we go on sinning?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know that all who share in Christ Jesus by being baptized also share in his death? When we were baptized, we died and were buried with Christ. We were
mm-hmm.
baptized so that we would live a new life. As Christ was raised to life by the glory of God the Father, if we
mm-hmm.
shared in Jesus' death, by being baptized, we will be raised to life with him. We know that
mm-hmm.
the person we used to be were nailed to the cross with Jesus. This was done so that our sinful bodies will no longer be the slaves of sin. We know
mm.
that sin doesn't have power over dead people. As surely as we died with Christ, we believe we will also live with him. We know that death no longer has any power over Christ. He died and was raised to life, never
mm.
again to die. When Christ died, he died for sin once and for all. But now he is alive and he lives only for God. In the same way, you must think of yourselves as dead to the power of sin. But Christ
mm-hmm.
Jesus has given life to you and you live for God. So don't let sin rule your body after all. Your body is bound to die, so don't obey its desires or let any part of it become a slave of evil. Give yourselves to God as people who have been raised from death to life. Make every part of your body a slave that pleases God. Don't let sin keep ruling your life. You are ruled by God's kindness and not by the law. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, how far did you read down?
Read up into the 14th passage.
Amen. Minister Harris, are you able to read from 15 the rest of the way? Can you see it on?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had put it on mute.
No, it's okay. Read from verse 15 the rest of the way.
Okay. What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under
mm-hmm.
grace? God
mm-hmm.
forbid. Knowing ye not whom we yield yourselves servant to obey. His servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin under death or of obedience until righteousness. But God be thanked that ye serve the servant of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of obedience which was believed you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servant of righteousness.
Uh-huh.
I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmities of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servant to under
uncleanness
mm-hmm. and to inquire unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servant to righteousness unto holiness. When ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit have ye then in these in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death.
Amen.
And it says, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm telling you, that makes me just want to dance, praise God. Hallelujah. That makes me want to worship. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We have to thank God for the bloodshed of the Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because up until he died, amen, our flesh and sin was on the throne. Amen. Praise God of our heart.
Yes.
But that is not so anymore. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, that throne has been dismantled. Amen. It is dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Once we were dead in sin, now we are alive to Christ and we are dead to sin. It is a difference, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, amen, praise God, beloved. I'm going to tell you something. This thing is amazing. We cannot lose sight of what it is that God has done. Amen. And this right here, that's just the beginning of the salvation. There's so many other liberties and blessings that come through the cross, praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith in Christ gets us at the door. But we're supposed to rejoice. Supposed to walk in authority and dominion, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Father,
Jesus. Amen.
God.
He put all principalities and all of that stuff under our feet, praise God.
Amen.
And when I say under our feet, because we are the body of Christ, we are
Amen.
His feet, praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. So, amen. I'm excited about this text. I read this text, amen, when I want to know the power from the cross, praise God, and what it is that God really did for us through offering up his son, praise God. Amen. How he loved us so much. Amen. The dilemma was, amen, he had to be a just God. Amen. He had to render the verdict of death. Amen. He said man would die instantly. There had to be a death. Amen. But God loved us so much, amen, hallelujah, that he gave us a scapegoat, praise God, amen, hallelujah. Jesus came as the scapegoat, my God, that we didn't have to die that second death, that we didn't have to die eternally and be eternally separated from God, amen, praise God,
amen.
And so I just want to hear from you all, you know, if there's anything that you got out of reading Romans 6, anything that stood out to you. I know that we all probably read it before, but there was something new that stood out to me this time too, amen, that I am going to share with you, and it just blessed me. It was truly an eye-opener for me. It wasn't nothing too deep, amen, but it was the truth, amen. It was the word of God, amen. And so, you know, the word of God, once it is made life, it brings about a change, amen. And so, Minister Harris, do you want to share anything concerning Romans 6? Praise God. And I want y'all to know that this is the passage that we read, amen, before water baptism, amen. We pray, amen, the people are prepared, and this is the passage that we read, praise God, out loud that they may understand the power of the cross, how they can identify with his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so is anybody sharing concerning Romans 6? Carmen, are you sharing? Sister Carmen? Prophetess Deidre?
Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I love this chapter because it makes me rejoice that we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. And
Amen.
This is like the pinnacle of this walk to if you begin to feel burdened down, this can lift you up, realizing the love, the power, the authority that God restored us back to from what the enemy robbed us of.
Amen.
And I be having this warfare. Like I'm standing at the gate against the enemy's tactics, and
mm-hmm.
one of the things that's happening is that there's a lot of explosions with different types of firecrackers and whatnot. And
mm-hmm.
so when I send out the word of God, the peace of God is being interrupted with these explosions, right? So
mm-hmm.
I pray the prayer of faith and I stand flat-footed because I have come into the light. I am the child of God. God left me here at the gate, and I proclaim that you trespassing against God's property of peace. The Prince
Amen.
Of Peace left us in peace. So
Amen.
When they do those things, it interrupts the peace. It interrupts the animals. They get frenzied, and I know it because I have two dogs. So the peace prevails. It does. It actually really does
Amen.
Work.
Amen.
But when it gets to be like 3:00 in the morning and somebody trespasses again, what I've learned in this is this. You're a liar. God
Amen.
Said you're a liar, and that's settled. So I don't doubt. I don't doubt, even though you did it again. I'm not doubting. You are still defeated. I don't care what sound you make. It's just like when I hear people say, no matter what it looked like when you're in a storm, well, that's what it is for me.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, yeah.
Praise
I didn't
God.
Know I could do that,
God.
But it's the Holy Ghost, the Holy Word of God.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. Amen.
God.
Hallelujah. And I believe
yes.
that God used us to stand in that authority. Like the woman
Amen.
Of God says, she's flat-footed and she's not going to be moved. Amen?
Amen.
And her
Amen.
Being flat-footed, she's flat-footed with her faith in Christ and his finished
yeah.
work at the cross and every provision and promise of the cross
yeah.
and what it says. Amen? See, the
Amen.
Bible says that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. This
Amen.
Is why we have the discipleship courses, that you would
Amen.
Get the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding about what
Amen.
God really did for you at the cross. Amen? That you would come
Amen.
To know. Amen? Because
mm-hmm.
without
mm-hmm.
the knowledge, like the woman of God said, she didn't know that she could do that. Amen? That
mm-hmm.
the word is authority. Amen? You can
Amen.
Shift the atmosphere. What you allow,
mm-hmm.
God will allow. What you disallow, amen, he's disallowing, praise God. Amen.
Uh-huh.
He gave us power. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
But that's by knowledge, praise God. And so, beloved,
mm-hmm.
one of the scriptures that I really love is Colossians 3:10, and I'm just going to read that. It says,
mm-hmm.
and have put on the new man,
yeah.
which is renewed in knowledge
mm-hmm.
after the image of him
Mm-hmm.
who created him. Amen? And so
Amen.
The prophets spoke about the Holy Spirit because the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit is our true teacher. And so the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit is constantly ministering. Amen? I remember
mm-hmm.
I got up this morning, amen, to pick up Sister
mm-hmm.
Carmen. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was so tired, and I kept saying, I'm tired. I made a phone
mm-hmm.
call, and I was saying, I'm tired. And so I'm prophesying that I'm tired. But I heard,
mm-hmm.
I heard the Holy Spirit begin to minister to me.
Huh?
And he said,
mm-hmm.
let the weak say I am strong.
Yes,
and let
Lord,
the poor say I am rich. I said, devil, you a liar. I am strong.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And I begin to rejoice in the Lord, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
See, because
yes.
I can proceed, even though my body may be feeling tired or I may be feeling a little weak, I can shift that by proclaiming
Amen.
The provision of the Lord. And so the Holy
Amen.
Spirit ministered to me that quick. I heard in the spirit, let the weak say, I am strong.
Yes, right.
Sometimes we are speaking what we're feeling and what we're going through, but as children of God, amen, of the kingdom of God, that's not what we're supposed to speak. We're supposed to speak his provision. Stand flat-footed and believe in it and watch it manifest. That's the change take place.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And so as the prophet was saying that, I believe that in the lives of God's people, that he is showing himself mighty. Listen, there's ministering angels. The Holy Spirit is also a ministering spirit. He is our teacher. He is our paracletos. He's our power. Praise God. Amen. We speak and he manifests and backs us up. Amen. As long as it is the word of God and God's plan. Amen.
Yes.
Amen, beloved. And so we have to come to the knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge of, how can you speak what you don't know? Amen. God said wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. Get the wisdom, and then he said, then get an understanding. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And so I want to share this with you, the new man who is renewed in knowledge. You see that? We're not, he didn't just make us new and leave us stupid. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't take away our common sense. Amen. But he didn't just leave you to operate in common sense. He gave you the wisdom of his kingdom. He gave you his wisdom. Amen. He didn't make us ignorant to the enemy's devices. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the new man who is renewed in knowledge, beloved, I'm going to tell you something, knowledge is key, according to the image of him. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. And so we know what Adam was and what Adam lost, and we know who he has created us to be. We are a new creation in Christ. Amen. We are in his image. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's the image of him who created him. Amen. Praise God. And so we are in the image of God because he created us. He made us a new creation. Amen. He unified us together with Christ. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just want to touch on another part. Amen. Hallelujah. The New Testament does mention the old man, remind us to consider him done away with. And we're talking about the flesh. Amen. The New Testament considers him done away with. He's dead. Amen.
Amen.
So before we were dead in sin, but now we're dead to sin. Amen. And so he's dead. The old man is dead. He's no longer on the throne of our heart. He's not reigning. That part has been cut out. He has been dethroned. Amen. And sometimes I say that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and he is on the throne of my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Because there's no other throne. My affections and everything is only for him. Praise God. I'm not turning aside from the word of God. And even when there's temptation to try to pull me aside, sometimes I have to say out loud, amen, in the cosmos to shift things, I am not turning aside from the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put it like the prophet just said. I'm going to be immovable. My face is going to be upon him like flint. Praise God. You got to prophesy these things into your atmosphere to shift the cosmos. Amen. And then when you start speaking like that, your help begins to manifest. Praise God. The angels begin to win wars. And the prophet goes up to Hallelujah. Reach out and touch you and quicken you by way of his spirit, praise God, so that which was trying to plague you, that which was trying to enter in, amen, praise God, it has no place, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, amen. And so, beloved, listen, there is so much in this Romans 6, amen. And so the old man, we're reminded that the man remind us to consider him done away with. The old man is done away with, telling us to put off the old man.
That's
as
right.
Dead. It's going to death. Amen. And so, listen, we the living, we ain't got nothing to do with what's dead. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't have nothing to do with what's dead. Amen. Strictly speaking, we don't battle the old man. And I believe that I have been battling the old man, amen, thinking that I should be in battle when I just should be in rest, believing what Christ done, he did it all. Amen. So the old man wants me to believe that he's alive, and that I got to battle him. I ain't got to battle you. You've been crucified with Christ. Amen.
Right.
You are buried. You are dead. You don't have no place here. You don't even have a voice. You don't have a breath. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So we're not battling the old man. We are simply reckoning him dead. So whenever the old man try to rise up and kick off those old affections and the old feeling, remind him you dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Remind him you dead. You don't exist.
Amen.
Praise God. You ain't got no power. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't answer to you. Amen. So, beloved, we have to stop battling the old man. Amen. And have faith in Christ and know that the old man is dead. Christ is on the throne now.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's on the throne of your heart. He's on the throne in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And so we are used to fighting. We're used to battling. We're used to warring. Amen. I got to crucify this flesh with his affections. It was crucified.
Amen. Ephesians 4:22. Sometimes when things stand out to me, I send myself messages. You know, I've been
reading and studying on the go. I have to send myself a message. Come on now. Praise God. Listen, I'm trying to keep this knowledge any way I can. Ephesians 4:22, what does that say?
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Amen.
And our mind is operating. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit be at work in the lower gems of your mind. Let him change your mind. Because now we're not operating according to the knowledge and the wisdom of the world, but we're operating according to the knowledge and the wisdom of the kingdom of God. We have been plucked up and we have been transplanted. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
by the rivers
people have
of
forgotten
water.
About that. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And it talks about the new man.
Oh. That's right.
We haven't been living that way.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
So, beloved, this is what faith and repentance is all about. Amen. And you don't know, it really got hot in here. Amen. Didn't it just talk, man? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to give you a test. I'm going to tell you something about the power of God. Amen. Listen, the Holy Ghost comes with a fire. Amen. The baptism is Holy Ghost and fire. It gets hot sometimes. Amen. Praise God.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Hey, hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory, you know,
so, beloved, Sister Carmen and I, we went out to eat this morning, right? We went out to eat at a restaurant, and at this particular restaurant, Sister Nancy Moore, her family has a church in Edenton. She, when I go to that restaurant, I only let her cook for me, so I asked for her. And, you know, I said, Sister Nancy, you know only you cook for me. And so Sister Carmen and I, we sat down and ate, but long story short, before we was leaving, I began to give Sister Nancy some testimony. She went to the back to get a woman, an old woman. She says, I want you to meet her. She came out. When I tell you, I held this woman's hand, and I began to speak the word of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And when I tell you that she had faith to pull virtue from my body, I felt the virtue leave.
Jesus,
amen?
Jesus.
Right there in the restaurant. She was drunk in the spirit, could hardly stand, could not stop praising God. Amen? And then she took off her glasses to look at me, so I took off my shades so she could see my eyes. Amen. The eyes are the window to the soul. You ain't gonna see nothing but the flame of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You're gonna see that fire. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so she just looked and she started praising God again. Amen. Beloved, we don't have to ask the world for permission to do what God has already commissioned us to do. The earth and the fullness thereof and everything that dwelleth within it belong to the Lord. That restaurant became a place of worship. Amen. The owner, she couldn't stop praising God. The owner said, is she all right? Sister Nancy said, oh, she all right. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so it's about going out to the highways and byways. I said, man, I got to get out more. Praise God.
Jesus,
yes. Amen. I got to get out more, praise God. So
Amen.
Sister Nancy said, she said, you left me. I said, I didn't leave you. I'm there in spirit, and I will be there as God leads. Amen. Because I can't be everywhere. Amen.
That's
but I could be where he leads me to go, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
But
Amen.
I thank God for the reconnection that we had. Amen. And she cooked up some good food for Sister Carmen and I. Amen. I'm telling you, we had a good old time. Amen.
Amen.
But, beloved, I said that to say, you know, God has given us so much authority and power. Amen. He wants to pour us out as a blessing to
Amen.
Those that we will come in contact with. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
He just want to pour you out. He want to pour his spirit out of you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
All we have to do is manifest. That's the new creation he has made us. Amen. We have to manifest as the sons of God. Amen.
Amen.
And I could say sons and not daughters. Amen. Hallelujah. Because in him, none of that gender is
male
there.
Or female.
Amen. Listen, I'm not even offended. Amen.
Amen.
When they say sons and not daughters, because I got knowledge according to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
I was just speaking to Elder Barnes, and we were speaking about how sometimes when the Bible says man, he's not referring to men as a gender.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took him to the scripture. I took him to the scripture because the spirit that is in us is called man. That spirit is called man.
Amen.
Amen. He said that he created man. Let us go to Genesis. Let me see if it's Genesis 5:2. I want you all to see it for yourself, beloved. Because, listen, time out for the offense. What you need is knowledge. You need an understanding.
Amen.
Amen.
No time to be getting offended. This thing ain't about no gender.
Amen.
Okay, 5:2 is good, but it's another scripture. Someone read 5:2.
Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created.
So God created us male and female, right? Blessed them, and he called their name what?
Adam.
The male and the female was Adam. Amen? Adam called a woman. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
That's true.
Give me one minute. That's not what I'm looking for, though. Give me a minute. I'm going to find it. Okay, just give me, I think it may be Genesis 120. Is it 127? So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Okay, there it is. So God created man, M-A-N, right? Mm-hmm. Let us go to Genesis 127. I want you all to see it for yourself. The spirit in us is man. That's that spirit.
Amen.
What does that say, Genesis 127?
So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
He created man, male and female. And listen, so God created man, and it says in his own image, but it says God created he, him, male and female. So there's
Amen.
A he-man and a she-man. That's it.
Amen.
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 So when the Bible says man, you know, if it doesn't say whether it's talking to the he-man or the she-man, I'm believing that it's still talking to me. Praise God. Amen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because the spirit in us is what? Man. He created man. Praise God. And there is a he-man, and there is a she-man, praise God.
Amen.
So I don't get offended, but it's according to knowledge. And so when we don't have the knowledge, when they say sons, oh, you don't say daughters, but we in Christ. There's no male, no female. Amen.
That's
there's no
say.
Greek, no Jew. There's no bond,
mm-hmm.
no free. Amen.
Yeah,
there's no offense, praise God. What it is that language is a gateway. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn the kingdom language. We're new creation. Learn
That's
the kingdom
right.
language. Praise
That's
God.
Right.
Language
mm-hmm.
is a gateway. Amen. Sometimes when I'm speaking to some of the people from where I come from, I say, I'm chopping it up. You know, and I tell
mm-hmm.
them, I'm chopping it up with Jesus. That's how they talk.
Mm-hmm.
Language is a gateway. You don't speak
Amen.
Their language, they don't understand you. Amen?
Amen.
Me chopping it up with Jesus means I'm talking to Jesus. Amen? I'm talking to my God. Language is a gateway. Apostle Paul tried to be all things to all people that what? That some would get saved. That some would be
Amen.
Saved.
Amen?
Amen. Praise yes. God. And so, beloved, manifest. The Holy Spirit will give you all kind of wisdom, all kind of knowledge. Amen? Hallelujah.
Well,
I love when the Apostle Paul was on Mars Hill. He was on
mm-hmm.
Mars Hill. And
mm-hmm.
he was with the Greeks.
Okay.
And they had names of different type of gods all on the mountain.
Yeah.
And he said, aren't you quite superstitious?
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I appeal to you. He
Amen.
Said, I appeal to you to the unknown God. Amen?
Yes.
Isn't
Amen.
That what he said? He started
yes.
speaking their language. Amen? He didn't have to down all the gods that they had. He said, because you have so many of them, Amen. I perceive that you are superstitious. But
yeah.
he said, I appeal to you, to the unknown God, the one that you worship and you know him not. Amen.
Okay.
Praise God. I appeal to you about him. I'm going to talk to you about him. He's the Elohim. He's
yeah,
the creator
okay.
of all things. Amen. He's a God with breath. Hallelujah. He breathed. He gave life. Praise God. He gave you life. Praise God. Amen.
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 Amen. I'm going to pull up that scripture because I want you all to see that.
Yeah, he was told from the ministry of God.
Yes, he told them y'all was quite superstitious. Amen?
Amen. Mm-hmm. In the
Praise God. And so, beloved, the Holy Spirit will begin to give you wisdom. When I go out, I said, Lord, season my words with grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, I don't want to have to think about it too much before I go. Lord, just when I open up my mouth, let it be you that fill it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay.
So let us turn to Acts 17, and we're going to go from verses 22 to 31. And this is Apostle Paul's sermon on Mars Hill. Amen. Listen, he was out there evangelizing. Amen, doing missionary work, but it was a sermon, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
And let's read that. I don't know why we're going here, because we're on faith and repentance, but we're going to follow the leading of the Spirit.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Beloved, you're going to come across all kinds of people. Amen? Mm-hmm. Believing all kinds of things. Hallelujah. But you have the privilege of introducing them to the true and living God.
Amen.
In spite of what they may believe right then. You have the opportunity to change their mind through sharing the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Someone begin to read at verse 22. Acts 17, verse 22. Do we have it?
Yes.
I want to make sure that you have it so that y'all can also see it for yourself, because that's part of studying and remember. Some people are visual people. You know, I could just speak it and you not see it, but when you have seen it, you can't say apostle said. You have to say God said. It's the living word. Amen. Praise God. This thing is not hearsay. When you get it from the Holy Scriptures, you're getting it firsthand. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
It's not hearsay anymore. So now, what does it say?
Acts 22.
Acts 17, verses 22 through 31. Anybody that have it could read it.
Have it, 17. It says, after trouble in Thessalonica.
We in Acts 17. Verses 22
through 31. Oh, 22.
Acts 17. We're going to wait. We're going to wait till you get it because we want you to see it for yourself.
Right.
And,
so
you know, this is going to help in the navigating through the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Acts is the first history book. Is the only history book in the New Testament. Praise God. What does it say?
It says, so Paul stood up in front of the council and said, people of Athens, I see that you are very religious. As I was going through your city and looking at the things you worship, I found an altar with the words, to an unknown God. You worship this God, but you don't really know him. So I want to tell you about him. This God made the world and everything in it. He is Lord of heaven and earth, and he doesn't live in temples built by human hands. He doesn't
Amen.
Need help from anyone. He gives life, breath, and everything else to all people. Amen.
And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times. You see that? God determines your appointed time. Amen?
Amen.
And the boundaries of their habitation, every house that I'm going to own, every land, every city, state I will live in, every country that I will tread my feet, God already determined that. Look
Amen.
At that. It said he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation. I don't need no permission. When the Holy Spirit tells me to go, hallelujah, I have a right to be there because he sent me there.
Amen.
He has prepared the way. I don't know if North Carolina is my final destination. Praise God.
Amen.
But I'm going to enjoy it while I'm here. Amen. I'm going to preach the gospel while I'm here. I'm going to heal the sick while I'm here. Amen. By the power of God. I'm going to cast out demons while I'm here. Hallelujah. I'm going to call those things that are not as if they are while I'm here. I'm going to shake it up while I'm here. Shake up the heavens. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
So whatever
Hallelujah.
God has for you is for you. Praise
Amen.
God. Beloved, you
Hallelujah.
Just have to possess it. Amen. This thing
Amen.
Is already determined. It says determine the appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation. God
Amen.
Know every place that I will habitat in my lifetime. He already knows that. Amen. I just
Amen.
Have to walk in obedience to the leading of the Spirit and get there. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Move with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Walk by faith. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God. And you think that you just appear in places. God already knew you would be there.
Amen.
He already prepared a place for you and a way for you. Praise God. That's how we can walk by faith. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. That they would seek God. That they would seek God. If perhaps they might feel around for him and find him. Amen. Beloved, it says seek him and feel around for him. Amen. Don't just seek him and you don't get nothing. You say, well, I ain't hearing God. No, you got to feel around for him. Praise God. Use all your senses. Use everything that is within you. Praise God. Sometimes we think we can only hear him and see him. This thing that feel for him. Praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm, yeah.
I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited. Praise God.
It's all right. It's all right.
It says, though he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and exist.
Amen.
As even some of your own poets have said. Now he's telling them about their own poets. Amen. You know, some of their scholars. Amen. What are some of the scholars from Greece? Plato and all of them, right?
Yes.
Some of your own poets. This is what they have said. Amen. Let me find. Has said, for we also are his descendants. Therefore, since we are the descendants of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by human skill and thought. Amen. So he's telling them all of these idols that you're worshiping. Amen. Why would you think that these things are your God when you created them with your own hands? Amen.
Amen.
He's making them into images that God created himself. And so we lower ourselves to serve something that we have made with our own hands. That's kind of crazy. Amen.
Amen.
Just serve the Creator of all. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody got something to share?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why they say in the Bible, no false God shall be before me.
Amen.
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 No grave.
Praise God.
Amen.
So having overlooked the times of ignorance, didn't I say that we are new creation by knowledge?
Amen.
See, we have a knowledge that the world don't have. Amen?
Amen.
And this says here, so having overlooked the times of ignorance, amen, praise God.
Amen.
Apostle Paul is speaking a shift. Amen? Let's overlook these times. Let's look ahead. Now, I done told you the truth. I done gave you the wisdom of God. Amen, praise God. Amen.
Okay.
Let's look ahead. Amen?
Man.
It said God is now proclaiming to mankind that all people everywhere are to repent. There it is.
Amen.
Listen, this is a command. He ain't asking you to. He ain't saying please repent. It's a command from God. You're gonna obey or not obey. If you don't obey, amen, you are already damned. He's trying to save you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
He says to all people everywhere are to repent. Oh, I got to meditate on this. Praise God. God is speaking to me. Because he has set a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all people by raising him from the dead. Amen. Now, that was some kind of sermon. That was some kind of preach. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Just ponder on, just chew on that.
Yeah, for God.
Hey, listen, there ain't no way you can chew and not praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ain't no way you can take a bite and don't taste the flavor. My God, hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Glory
I have had a prime rib season so well. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. My God. taste and see that the Lord, that he is good. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chew on that, beloved. Amen. My God, my God. Listen, Apostle Paul dropped the mic with this preach. Amen.
Amen. Okay, there you go.
Listen, this is a mic dropping moment. Praise God. What else did you say?
Because he wasn't even there. That was imputed in him by God.
Excuse me, Minister?
Oh, I was just thinking about Paul, that what God did, he wasn't even there, but God gave him, he imputed everything that the apostle Peter and them walked with him, saw it, but all of this was imputed in Paul with power, just like, you know, he was like all of it. He was the word of God walking. And
amen.
When I think about Paul, that's just, I just feel like he was kind of like the greatest of the greatest. I mean, because what God put in him, it was like he was there, you know, he was walking with him. He imputed all of that in him at one time. How could a person even hold all of that? But he did.
Beloved, believe it or not, God has given you the same grace. Hallelujah. Yes. If you want it, he'll take you anywhere you want to go by faith. He has given
Amen.
You the same grace. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Can go
anywhere. So, what Mr. Harris said was that Apostle Paul was not one of the original 12.
No.
Amen. Or one of the 70, or one of the disciples that walked with Jesus when he walked the earth. Amen.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Jesus appeared to him spiritually. He saw Jesus.
Amen.
The same Jesus. And
Amen.
Jesus called him to the apostleship, endowed him with power. He
Amen.
Was taught by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Beloved, the same way he did it for Paul,
if you
seek him and feel after him like Paul said, you can have the same grace. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You can have this. See, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We didn't have to walk with him when he walked the earth. We could walk
Amen.
With him now spiritually.
Amen.
He is spirit now. Walk
Amen.
With him and talk with him and take up residence in him. Amen. Acknowledge him in all of your ways. Jesus, what you think about this? Hallelujah.
Amen. It's real.
Get an understanding. Because we are a new creation by knowledge. Woo, Jesus.
Yeah. Glory.
My God, that thing just blew me away. And so I'm glad that Minister Harris brought that up. Because I believe that is a testament, amen, to how God is able. That Holy Spirit is our teacher.
Amen.
The same way he taught Paul. He took Paul to Arabia and taught him for 3 years. Had him shut up in Arabia. Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
So, beloved, the same way he taught Paul, he can teach you, apply yourself.
Amen.
He gave
right.
you an invitation and a command. Jesus. He said, study the word to show yourself approved unto God. A workman not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Beloved, apply yourself to the word. Because that's
Jesus.
What it's about.
Jesus.
That's right.
Paul, the old covenant.
Yes.
He knew all about that. He had a zeal for God without the accurate
Jesus.
Knowledge.
Yes.
But the Holy Spirit gave him the accurate
My
knowledge.
Lord,
he didn't
power.
Go to Peter. He didn't go to James. He didn't go to John. He went
no.
straight forth and preached
My
for
Lord,
three
My
years
Lord.
With the Spirit in Arabia. Beloved, get in the face of God.
Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey, God,
I'm going to tell you, if you just get in his presence, meet him three times a day, he will meet you where you are.
Amen.
He will illuminate the eyes of your understanding. The Holy Spirit will begin to reveal the deep secret things of God unto you. Seek them out deep, all the deep. Amen. Praise God. You want to go deep? Call unto the deep. Amen. Let him answer. Praise God. But just getting it in Bible study and Sunday service and Sunday school, that ain't enough.
Amen.
You got to speak to this word. You got to roll over to the, you, listen, you, you know how it is when you have a love affair.
Amen. No,
you know how sweet that thing is. But this God has covenant with you. He's married to you. The marriage that is undefiled with him, praise God. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. He's your husband. He made you his own. He gave you his name. He gave you his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You ought to treat him better than that. And this
Amen.
Name is a powerful name. This name goes a long way. This
Amen.
Name has authority, and this name brings provision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, that was one of the things about me. I don't play with my daddy name.
Amen. I heard that. Amen.
My daddy name is Rich, and just anybody can't have it either.
Amen.
It's Rich.
Amen.
I've done many things by that name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a lot in the name.
Amen.
And the name that we represent, that name was placed above every other name. There is not a name that they could call that could trump that.
Under the sun. Oh,
Amen.
Right. You preach that one. Preach that one. Preach that one about that.
There's no name above that name. He trumps it.
Jesus is my trump card. He's my trump card. Hallelujah.
She said it's a trump card.
Hallelujah, Jesus. When I call on that name, oh,
hey,
come on now.
Make an enemy flee, man.
Hallelujah.
No other name but Jesus.
Beloved, you have to know the authority that he has given you. We are a new creation by knowledge. We are a new creation by knowledge. We are a new creation by knowledge. Amen?
Amen.
Eat this word. Feel for him.
Amen.
Seek him out. Praise God. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Listen, God is doing a wonderful thing. It's 9:02. We didn't even start reading. But I believe that Romans 6 was where God wanted to take us, and I believe that the things that we shared was important, and I hope you got those things. The highlight
amen.
Of, amen, praise God, hallelujah. And so, and beloved, use your trump card. Know what it is. Know the worth of it, the value of it. Respect
go ahead now.
Amen, hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I was just saying that, you know, I don't like to do too much idle conversation because, amen, really no idle conversation, amen, if I can help it, amen, because I know I host the glory of God and I want the glory of God to be respected.
Right.
Amen. And if you don't respect his presence that you hold, amen, how could anybody else respect it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
It's real.
Amen. We have to respect it. Amen.
Well,
walk worthy of the vocation in which we were called. We were all called to a vocation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so, beloved, do anyone have anything that they want to share based on what was said so far?
No more.
I'm happy that you read that tonight.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah, because you know what? We be forgetting to walk in the new man. And when people are praying, it's like we're still praying from our old mentality. That's traditional.
Amen.
When we are new creatures, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. And this chapter shows you explicitly what God gave us everything in that.
Amen. He's showing up dead.
Yeah.
He's showing up dead. He gave us everything.
Yes.
Everything is already determined. Amen.
Amen.
Listen,
yes.
I'm going to meditate on that scripture. I remember reading that scripture. But if I had to tell you where it was concerning everything that I will own or everything that God has prepared for me, every place that I will live, he had already determined.
Amen.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you the scripture. But God, at this time,
yes, he did.
He has purposed it for this time.
And he did it.
Amen. He has purposed it again to refresh us. Amen. I'm still chewing on that. I'm still excited. I don't know about you, but I feel the power of God all in my hands.
Yes.
And burning all in my feet. Amen.
My
Hallelujah.
Lord, my Lord.
Amen. No, I'm going to tell you something. That word has favor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey.
See, I like fine dining.
My
Amen.
Lord, my Lord,
he really prepared the table for us tonight. Amen.
Oh, praise yes.
God. He loves you.
Thank God. Whatever
he knows our comings and our goings. He knows
Amen.
It. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so I just thank God for that. And so, beloved, we're going to move into this. I was trying to see if we was going to leave it right there because that is just, you know, you just want to hold on to that. Amen. You know, some
Amen.
Things you don't even want to brush your teeth. You just want to keep that flavor mm-hmm. in your mouth. Have you ever
yes.
had anything like that? This is one of those meals. I'm not ready to brush my teeth yet. I may not brush it tonight because this flavor is just, I ain't never tasted nothing like this before. Amen?
All right now.
God changed.
It's just one of those things. Amen?
It is.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, and we're not going to go no further tonight. We're going to chew right on this because this thing was so meaty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you need mm-hmm. to. You need to chew it real good that you can digest it right. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This
was an hour of teach, but just stay on it. Amen? Listen
mm-hmm.
to it again. Get all, listen, dig deep into this. Amen? Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Yes.
That Acts 17:22-31 was everything tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yes.
God has truly prepared a way for you. You are not moving by happenstance. We are the just,
mm-hmm.
we walk and live by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. By
yes.
faith, because God has already determined the way for us.
Mm-hmm.
By faith. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
He knows when it's time to journey. Amen. Pick up your cross and go. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. And I remember Minister Harris saying to me, I don't know where else God is taking me. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I don't know what God is going to do. I don't know where I'm moving to. I don't know. But, you know, it's the knowing that it's happening or that it's coming
mm-hmm.
is there. Amen?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's real.
Yes,
and preparing
yes.
for it. Amen?
God, but you're on a crusade.
It was just like I had. I'm going to share this with you because this right here is so powerful. Amen? When I was living in Edenton in
mm-hmm.
the condo, I was leasing there, and I said, God, it's been 3 years. If
Amen.
You're not sending me back to New York, where's my inheritance in the land? I
Amen.
Have not rented anything since 1994. Why do you have me down here renting? I thought this was a temporary thing. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, he gave the church land. I said, okay, he's fortifying something. Now he's doing something.
Yeah.
Gave the church land. And after he did that, you know, there he opened up the door for my personal house. Amen. And I don't want to
Amen.
Say personal because you got to do with whatever he give you. Everything that he give you is for his glory. Amen.
Amen.
So ain't nothing really personally yours. Amen. So, Lord, please forgive me for that. Amen.
Amen.
But when I, after I prayed within my spirit, I believed
Amen.
That I was moving.
Amen.
And when God told me I was moving, I started ordering boxes. I started packing up one room at a time because I want to be ready to move when it's time
Man,
to move.
He'll do it. He'll
I was
do it.
Down to one pot, paper plates, one fork, one knife. And
yeah.
so he said to me, it's been 6 months. I thought you said we was moving. I said, it's coming. Everything packed
yeah.
up. Paper plates,
yeah.
one pot.
So that's
you
the way
got everything
you
cook in that one pot.
Real.
Take it out. Wash it out. Cook something else. Amen.
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 It came through. It came through. Listen, I was walking in expectation.
Yeah.
Some people would say, okay, you could have waited till you got the house to move. Oh, no, I was walking
no.
by faith. I was packed up. He wasn't going to make a fool out of me. I heard him say, you move. Praise God.
Right.
I heard him say that. Praise
yes,
God.
Right.
Amen.
He'll talk to
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Packed up for 6 months.
Amen.
Praise, just waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Tell me you don't think that's crazy. See, that's what they call us peculiar.
Get it to me.
That's what they call us peculiar. Amen.
I
remember when I first came down, and because all of this coincides, beloved, you got to hear God. And you can move at His word.
Like Peter said,
I've been out here fishing all night. Ain't nothing out here, Jesus. Jesus said, let your net down on the right side.
Yeah.
Jesus said, what? He said, that's our word. So when we move at His word, amen, something is happening.
He'll work it out. He'll do it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He'll do it.
His word.
Move you down.
At His word.
Yeah, amen.
God's word cannot fail. Praise God, beloved. His word cannot fail.
And it will not return to Him void.
And it will not.
Amen.
And so I was in New York, and I was planning to come down to North Carolina in January. I got a call from Minister Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I done been down to North Carolina in October during the sabbatical. I got a call from Minister Harris. She said, you moving now? And I said, no, I'm not moving now. And I'm not moving until January sometime. Asia's still in school, so and so and so and so. Asia came home and said, Mom, I'm graduating in December. I said, you graduating when? She said, December. I said, Sadie, you could go to your dad's house or you could make other arrangements. Mommy is leaving next week. Mr. Harris called me. She said, you're moving right now. She said, God said, pack quick and travel light. Listen, I just turned away. I don't know why I had the house on the market for rent. I done turned away two tenants. One tenant, I called her right back. I said, you my tenant. She said, I thought you didn't want to rent. I changed my mind. They had to be in by next week, and by next week I was gone. I called the U-Haul, packed up everything, put it in different places of the house, and I traveled light with my dining room table.
Yes,
praise God.
Yes, you did.
That was me. I traveled light. Hallelujah. Yes, I wasn't playing. Took some cold travel light. And I came to discover to scout out the land.
Amen.
To see what God would have me to do. Amen. Revival broke out everywhere. But that was a quick turnaround. Mr. Harris is on the line, she'll tell you. I told her, no, I got plans. I ordered a U-Haul for January.
Oh,
this,
I
did that. But at the word of God, I was gone.
Yes, Lord.
1 week later.
Yeah.
What are you doing in North Carolina?
Lord, hallelujah.
Down here to start fire. And God, when I got down here, God said, be careful not to use nobody else's name.
Amen.
If anybody asks you who sent you, say me. If they ask you who you know, say nobody. And so ministers and preachers is asking us, who sent you? You know?
Amen.
Jesus. Well, where you from?
That's right.
Well,
that's
do you know this one? Do you know that one? I don't know nobody.
That's
right. You're sounding real peculiar. The Holy Spirit to have you out there sounding crazy. But you got to be careful and say what He said.
Amen.
And I tell you, He was slaying them in His spirit, casting out demons, healing the sick, starting fire. Because, listen, I was called and sent by God.
My Lord.
Well, whose authority are you here? Jesus' authority.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
When He sends you, He gives you precise instruction. Hallelujah.
Hey.
When He sends you, He sends you with instruction.
Amen.
Praise God. So, beloved, I said that to say, feast on His word.
Amen.
God has planned out your life. He has determined it already. Get in His face. Seek Him out. Fill Him out. Walk by faith. Don't be afraid to leave the 14-block radius.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to travel and try something new and do something new.
Amen.
Listen, your God didn't put you in a box.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's real.
And so we're going to leave it there. We're going to share tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Because I believe that God has said a lot. I believe that He's speaking to your heart.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to be in the newness, amen, of what it is that God is doing. Look ahead. And when I say look ahead, don't look one, two, three steps ahead of you. Amen. You got to look ahead because you have sight beyond what you can see.
My Lord.
You have sight beyond this realm into the spirit.
My
Hallelujah. Look ahead. Look into glory. Hear from the Lord. Amen. Hear from the Lord. Pop pants into Lord, show me your glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And don't let nobody limit you. Don't let the dream killers kill your dream.
All right.
Amen. Sometimes people are dream killers. Amen.
Amen.
God wants you to dream again. He said, I could do exceedingly and abundantly above all you could think of and imagine. He wants you to imagine again. Hallelujah. You ain't dead. You're alive to Christ. Hallelujah. Dream, imagine, prophesy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Travel. Preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Go to the hedges, highways, and byways. Glory
That's
to the name.
That's right. Wherever you go,
Hallelujah.
Wherever he takes you, make sure you preach this gospel.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Whatever you do, do it for his glory.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You
want
to
bless
him? Preach the gospel.
Amen.
Give out your tracks. Pull them out.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Woo.
No vain babbling in conversation. Amen.
Jesus.
Hey, hallelujah.
Jesus. I see he has permission to today.
Nobody.
Hallelujah.
Nobody.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You got to know when it's said, when it's saying right there. Just
Amen.
Let this get saturated in that. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
God.
It's real.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey,
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank you for your provision that has come forth from eternity into the hearts of your people.
Yeah, glory to God.
We have truly come to the end of ourselves.
Yeah.
And we see and we receive and believe
Amen.
Your
right
provision,
now,
your resources,
right now.
Your economy. Amen. We tap into your power without measure.
Amen.
And we thank you for it now. And in the name of Jesus,
Jesus
we thank you for the angelical
Amen.
Host that are assigned to us, ministering
Amen.
And winning wars in the heavens on
Amen.
Our behalf.
Amen.
We thank you for the ministering Holy Ghost, the teacher, the paracletos, the
thank
very
you.
Power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I thank you.
We receive it tonight. We receive it tonight. We receive the knowledge tonight. We are a new man tonight. We are made new tonight. We are a new creation tonight. You gave us new knowledge. Hallelujah. Hey, Kevin. We can't be the same. We're not even eating the same. We're not operating the same. Hallelujah.
Lord God.
In the name of this is like that meat that John the Baptist had. Locust and wild honey. Hallelujah. It's that type of diet. Hey, can they both come? Hey, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hey, hallelujah.
Yeah, glory.
Put it on that both Sunday. Eating real strange now. Eating real strange now. We don't eat like the world. Eating real strange. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Locust and wild honey.
Yes,
move. He just changed your appetite. You can't go back to that old stuff. Ain't no going back. He said, look ahead. Hallelujah. He said, not 1, 2, 3 steps. Look ahead. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah, Lord.
Put it under there, both.
My Lord, my Savior. Hallelujah.
Go ahead and prophesy and say, I'm looking ahead.
My Lord.
I'm looking ahead. Come on and prophesy.
I'm looking ahead.
Say it, I'm looking ahead.
I'm looking ahead.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh,
Consider the things above.
Hallelujah.
New things. Glory to the name.
Who's doing a new thing in you?
Hallelujah.
Change your appetite and your palate, praise God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Something new in me, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God.
Oh, glory God, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now in the name of Jesus. Claim it and claim it, Father God.
Knowledge is power. Hallelujah. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Hallelujah.
Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
In your name, Jesus, by the blood. Hallelujah.
When the glory manifests like this, you just got to stand still and stay where the glory is.
Yes.
You don't run through the glory. You don't run through the glory. You stand under the glory. How you back from the glory.
My Lord.
When he released this type of glory, you don't run on to something else trying to make a point. Oh, no. You bask in this. Hallelujah.
And see the salvation of the Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the
Jesus is real, beloved.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God.
You
got to
know that he's real. You got to have a knowledge that he's real.
Yes.
We already said on Sunday that we're going past believing to knowing.
Yes.
Knowing is having knowledge. You got to know that you know that you know.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's time to know God.
Jake,
you ain't got to just believe in God. Know him.
Yes.
Knowing him is relationship.
Amen.
Praise God.
Nobody but
Hallelujah.
You. Nobody but
Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus. And we are a new creation by knowledge. Because of what we know. Because of what we know, we are a new creation.
Amen.
Because of what we know, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God so good. I'm still chewing on.
I thank you, Jesus.
That's all right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to give you an opportunity to share tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We're going to start with Brother Darryl Golden.
Jesus.
All right. I just want to say, hello to everyone that convened with us tonight.
Amen.
Here
Amen.
On the conference line with Cornerstone Deliverance Baptist Church. I just want to say that, you know, Apostle Hurd gave a great word tonight that touched my spirit. I felt that she hit some points on knowing how to not let, you know, if you have a dream, and God says what you need to do. It's like in her life, she said, I never leased in years. Now I'm doing it again. Do I leave North Eden or go back to New York? Well, you have to pray on that. And once you pray on it and leave it there, ask God to guide you because you just don't know as much as you serve him, not just on Bible study night or on when you go on Sundays to church, that as you stay in his word, well, he will take you.
Amen.
And I also thought tonight that she hit some great points on being a true believer. And, you know, what I learned was back in those Greek mythology days, which the Bible does talk about, how, you know, if you really think about it, and I stand to be corrected, that God, you know, was also killed. Caesar had something to do with it because they felt they were putting down their gods. You know, they had a God of water, there's a God of fire, when,
Amen.
You know, he said there's only one God. And
Amen.
Then we're true believers, and I testify with what I saw when, you know, as you know, there's always some documentaries, especially Easter week, of Jesus Christ. Even man, when they do a documentary, said that they could not find Jesus Christ's body the day after they killed him on the cross at Calvary.
Come
so
on,
my attitude is this: they redocumented, they seen, they tore the whole city up. They went on rumors. They got their Roman soap. They could not find it. So if you truly believe that the body of Christ cannot and will not be found, then you will truly have everlasting life and will prosper.
Mm-hmm.
So you must believe in the miracle, and that's what I learned tonight. Believe that there's only one God. And, you know, just like they had all those other gods, other things in life,
There's a lot of false gods that we put in front of us, and we subconsciously don't even know it, you know, from being in the wrong relationship with someone that's not edifying us, growth not in Christ, but in our lives.
Amen.
You know, also.
Come on, talk about it, man to God.
You know, thank you. Also, being worshiping things such as not. See, we think, what's the regular thing? Drugs, gambling. Well, you know, like you said, knowledge is power. So I don't want to be ignorant not knowing God. So I just want to say tonight, and not take a bit of much more time, I learned tonight not to put no false God before him, which I never have and never will. And if I did subconsciously, I thank God that I'm not what I used to be. I think we all, if we will admit it, you have to admit it.
Amen.
You can admit it to yourself in private. Thank God I'm not what I used to be and didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, glory.
You know, you have to admit nobody but you and God. You ain't tell nobody. And I had it. If you want to testify, that's fine. See, I always look at it ain't where I'm at, where I used to have a stepbrother called. He also about the past. Let the past go. So what if you did
that?
What are you doing now? You know, let the past go. Don't worry about the money you have.
That's the glory of God. Hey, come on now. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's real anyhow. Lord God.
He can't work on you always talking negative all the time and being a doubting Thomas. He can't work on you. So that's what I'm learning tonight. Edifying spirit, we can work on you to prosper.
Yeah,
you can get the job you really want. So you can go back to get that school, to get that class or certificate or degree. And that's what we got to do. Because God don't want us long. He wants us to cross for his name. And it's only going to happen by believing and serving in him and putting no false God before him. So
amen.
I thought that was great tonight on what we hit on. And lastly, I thought it was great on how you talked about, you know, don't let anybody kill your dream. You know, there's a lot of dream killers out here. And if you start on your dream, whatever it may be, and, you know, I'm a college graduate, and a lot of times, and I'm a victim of it, a lot of us, even young people, don't know what we're going to do when we get out of school. You know, we pay all this money to get a degree and be like, I don't know if I want to do that. See, to me, you got to walk with Christ to know that career.
Yes,
you got to say, that's what I'm going to do, and Lord, if I get the door closed on this job, we're not going to stop till we get it. I need you to help. And he'll help you, but you got to serve and believe in him, so.
Amen.
That's what I took from tonight. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. Brother Golden was preaching with authority tonight. Praise God.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I felt that fire. I said, praise God. Go ahead and preach, Brother Golden. Amen.
I don't
see,
try
when
to
you
take
know
over.
Him, you get bold in it. Amen. When you know him, because it's not like you're talking about him, you know him. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's all about coming to see you in the group, Apostle Heard. And like I said, the more I come, the better it gets for my life. That's all I can say.
Amen.
Praise God.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Give God glory. Hallelujah.
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 He's working on the inside.
Amen.
He's working on the inside. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's all we have here for you is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's all we have. We don't have nothing else. You come to this line
nobody
to get
Jesus,
Jesus and all we're going to give you is Jesus. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. So one of the things that Brother Golden said concerning putting down their idols, I'm going to give an assignment from Acts 19, chapter 19, verses 13 through 20. I want you all to read this. This is a fun read. Amen. And pay attention to verse 19 and 20. Acts chapter 19, verses 13 through 20. Through the preached gospel, they will put down those idols. They will give up their witchcraft books and everything. It's all
Amen.
In the word.
Amen.
Amen. These are the things that we should expect when the gospel is being preached. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So I wanted to give you all that. Amen. Sister Latasha, you sharing tonight? Sister Latasha, you still on? Sometimes they have the phone muted. We can't hear you. Minister Harris, you sharing?
Praise God. I just enjoyed, period, how the word will hit you. And
amen.
You don't put down what God would have you to do, because he spoke to me so many times, and I just, you know. But I did. I moved when he said move. And, you know, he told me in my bed one night, I come home from work, and I was so tired. He said, move, get up, move. And I started packing with my two young kids, and he told me, go home. I was in Connecticut, okay,
right.
Working at the VA. I was just in the room, just doing a little something, prepping some stuff before time to go to work. And he said, go home. I said, I just left home. He said, no, go home, North Carolina. And I ain't got no money to go back to North Carolina. I had a case that had been in for like 8 years, 7 years. And the next day I went home, they told me it was finalized. I didn't get all I wanted, but I got all God wanted. I still moved. I said, Lord, if you say move, I don't care if I don't have but a dime when I get back to North Carolina. He did allow me to have 110. Mm-hmm. I have a 12-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son.
Amen.
But I came back. I said, I got more. Somebody said, why are you going? You don't have a job. I said, I have more than what I left with in 1969. I have my children and a house full of furniture.
Amen.
And clothes. And I came back to North Carolina. I raised my children here in North Carolina. God let me know they had more of a fighting chance here than
That's
they
right.
did in Connecticut. Because at least down here, you know, it's like three groups of kids. It's those that don't do nothing, you know, they're against.
That's right.
And then it's those that go to church. And then it's those that do some everything under the sun. So I said, well, at least they got three choices. Both of them graduated from college.
Amen.
But you know, I'm saying that to say this. When God tells you to move, you move. I was in Connecticut on my deathbed, and God told me to come back to North Carolina. I had already picked out my casket. You know how these free burial stuff. $156 a month. Okay. Was that a person that was coming back to North Carolina? I have said everything I got is in Connecticut. I have no reason, have nobody close kin here. The two I do have are men, and, you know, they have their family. When I came, my nephew called me. He never did call me asking me about nothing. He called me on the phone and said, Auntie, I want you to come down for my birthday. I said, well, my birthday was today. They said, so, you know, he said, no, I want you to come down. And the Spirit led me to come here. And you know what? Every time I tried to leave, something would come up, and I had to stay here. But God moved. He moved me here in 7 days. I came back to North Carolina with just the clothes I had on my back and three suitcases.
Amen.
Because God told me to come home. He told me to come home. I lost a lot of money, but I came home, and that's all I had was Jesus. That's all I still have is Jesus. Apostle,
amen.
You know what I say? I say, I'm going to keep right on praying.
Hallelujah.
Somebody in the family got to pray. Somebody in mine have to try to be clear so they can, you know, focus. Somebody got to stand in the gap.
Amen.
You know, and she was talking tonight, and God was talking to me the other day. I told Apostle, it's something that her grandmother, a great-grandmother, used to say. She said, I'm going to see, will a hat box hold my clothes?
Mm.
And the other day, God told me to start going.
Mm.
I said, well, you know, I can go to Connecticut. You know, that's a weekend thing. I could go there. I have a sister in the hospital right now. God had told me last week I needed to go. I said, I'll go to Connecticut, then I'll go to Texas, then I'll go to Detroit. And I said, I got to think about California.
Amen.
Glory to God. But I know
Hallelujah.
I have to go.
out of the rest of my sisters. I'm the only one. And now, if God let me see August 8th, I'll be 70 years old. Just had spinal surgery last year. The doctor said I won't even be able to walk again.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
When God tells you something, don't think it's just a myth. Amen. But if you start the moving, and then God gave me the approval tonight. You know?
Hallelujah!
That I have to go. You know, if I got to go by myself, but I'm never by myself because I got you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm like this.
I know that's right. Amen.
I
never will.
You know? Everybody on the line tonight, God telling you to go forth. Go forth. The enemy been fighting you, try to keep you back, but you got to go ahead and see what God
Amen.
Will
keep
have
it moving.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Glory to the name of my mercy. Yeah, Lord God. Yeah. Honey, apostle, honey, you know God will put you from a mighty, mighty long way.
Yes, he has.
Emotionally, what did God do? You kept putting that house on the market, taking it off. Taking it off. I told her,
Hallelujah.
I said, I'm not going to say nothing, baby, but I tell you this, that's an emotional fight. When you finally get up, God's going to give you. Yes, she gave it up one day, and the house down here came through.
That's right.
Ha, glory to the name of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. He'll do it, but you got to let go and let
you
God
let
emotion. Not the spirit that's in you, the Holy Ghost. Emotion can cloud
you.
Gotta
your look
vision.
Ahead.
Can cloud your vision. I told somebody one time, I said, you know, you coming out the door on Fifth Street and God wants you way uptown. See? That was the word tonight. You got to look beyond what the fleshly eye can see and see it through the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost that you have in
Hallelujah.
You. Because the promise is yours. The
That's
word
right.
Every one of them are my Sunday. The only that are your Sunday. Hey, oh, glory to God. The only
Hallelujah. That's it right there. The promise is yours.
And claim it. Be specific about what you want. If you want a house, describe it to God and say, I say it, and
Amen.
I'm believing God. And if it's for more, just for a spiritual walk with God, to bind that
Amen.
Demon, no matter where it is, in your home, on your job, God can move it. I've seen
Amen.
It done. God, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
On my Sunday, he can do it for you. Do it.
Yes, he can.
Be specific of what you want.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God, man of God. Be specific about what you want. Oh,
Amen.
God. And you put it down and leave it alone and let God do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got that degree. You got it. But God knows what he wants you to do. All right? But you feel like that was going to be your purpose. And see, sometimes God can have to shake you up to wake you up. You can't get what your degree says, but God have another way for you.
Amen.
You put it down and let God work it out. So
Amen.
That sometimes, like I said, he has to shake you up to wake you up sometimes. glory. So that's the end of that. Let me be quiet now. And calm down. I'm on my Sunday. Glory to the name. I'm on my Sunday. To God. Nobody but Jesus. Honey. You don't have to respect the person.
A whole bunch of preachers on the line tonight.
My
Praise
Lord,
God.
My Lord, my Lord. Nobody but
Praise
Jesus.
Praise God. It's real.
My
I'm
Lord.
Telling you, the word was written to make you preach.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. To make you preach. Amen.
Yes, my Lord.
Amen, amen. I see that God is, listen, a lot of people got their marching orders. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God has been speaking to you and he fortified it tonight, praise God. He
amen.
Set a fire under you tonight, praise God, amen. So that's why we didn't go no further. Sometimes you just got to stay right there, amen.
Amen.
You don't want to cloud the vision, just stay right there, amen. Praise God. Yes. Praise God.
Amen.
Sister Latasha, you sharing tonight? Sister Palmer, you sharing?
I just say that God says, don't worry about what happened or what's going on. Just keep on focus on me. I told you, stay on my word and stay and believe, and I will take care of you.
Amen.
He will do it.
Keep on going forward. And I know that's for real. That's true. God is good.
Amen.
Sometimes I can't believe me. I just be like, wow. Yeah. Wow. I'm different. I'm changed, you know.
Amen.
You know, whatever someone said that I ain't going to become nothing or be nothing.
The devil was a lie.
God, that was a lie. Here I am to witness that. I am okay.
My Lord, my Sunday.
God, I put God first, and I'm going to keep on going. Keep on.
Because it's real.
Amen.
He would leave me nor forsake me.
Oh, that's
and
the word of God.
All true.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. The priest is coming up out of y'all tonight. The fire is real. The fire is real tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophet DJ Williams, you sharing tonight?
Oh, yes. Look, I started rejoicing on Trump. That name, even my dog started barking on that one. That was powerful. Hey, yeah, because, you know, because a spark went through my body, I can't even speak. I can't even speak. But I am the righteousness of God, and I'm fortified in that, and that's my stand. And the cardinal mentality doesn't like it, but it's okay. Everybody is where they are according to the will of God, and so I can't get mad with nobody because God is in charge. I am the righteousness of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Worthy is the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory.
My.
Thank you, Lord.
Even so, by the righteousness of God, we get change upon all
my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Prophet DJ Williams, amen. Beloved,
amen.
The gospel's all in this message. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith in Christ. Make you dead to the old. Make you a new creation. And you receive the gift of eternal life. and you can live life more abundantly by knowledge. By knowledge, by knowledge. Amen. Yes. By knowledge.
Jesus.
And the message is repent.
Amen.
God is calling for all man to repent. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
The creator of all things, the creator of the heaven and the earth. Amen. In all things. Amen. That determine the life of every man.
Amen.
He called for man to repent. I'm telling you that message, that sermon right there is it for me.
Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So if there's be one with a repentant heart today, hallelujah, let me walk you through the sinner's prayer. Lord Jesus,
yes.
Here I am a sinner in my
Jesus.
Sins. Come into my heart.
Yes.
I believe you died for my
you
sins.
My
I believe
sin.
That you're Lord, and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior.
Amen.
I believe that you resurrected, and I promise
yes.
to serve you for the balance of my days. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, if your heart was pricked and you believed and you confess, you're no longer sin, a man, woman, boy, or girl, but you are the righteousness of God. He already gave you a new heart. That thing happened instantly. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And so, what you need to do is be a part of a Bible believing and teaching church. Amen. Where you can grow and come to know the new creation that God had made you, the work that he has performed in you. Amen? The
Amen.
Call upon your life. Amen? Come to know his love. Amen?
Yes.
Uh-uh. Amen. Praise Amen. God. We are Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. You can reach us at 800-373-6948. We would love to hear from you. Praise God. That we can further instruct Amen. You in righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet D.J. Williams, I'm going to ask that you close us out in prayer.
Amen. I am led to go back to Romans 5:18. Therefore, by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon Amen. All men unto justification of life.
Okay. There it is.
For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And Father, we thank you for making a very complicated thing so very simple and plain, that man has no excuse to not repent.
Amen.
You provided the holy blood to wash away sins, for your word says nothing can wash away our sins but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And for this, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to repent yet again.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. As we leave from the line, but not from prayer and not from the presence of God, may your spiritual man continue to increase, be fortified in the things of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Agape love, beloved. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Agape love.
Agape love. Everybody have a good day. Thank you.